16, Charles H. Guy IV.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 38.286 acres into 13 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being an Indian River 100, Sussex County. The portion of the property that is subject to the subdivision is lying on the south side of Waterview Road, approximately 42 feet east of Camp Arrowhead Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 22, and it's a portion of that parcel. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would note for the record, we submitted into the record was a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the Fire Marshal, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, which stated it is not in a sewer district. We do have a review of a septic feasibility study. It is just a letter from the soil scientist, so that has not been yet approved. And that is all I have for the record. Thank you.
All righty, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you would give your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, sir. David Green, 22549 Rocky Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, Mr. Green, you heard what our director read into the record on behalf of this application. Is there anything you would like to add?
The only real thing, I guess, of major importance is I did receive additional correspondence from the Conservation District 5 minutes before the beginning of the meeting here this evening. I was able to make Janelle aware of that, but we just didn't have enough time to get that printed up in front of y'all.
Okay, then. Well, if that's all you have to add, then we'll see if the commissioners have any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
I don't believe I have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson.
It looks like a standard subdivision. These are some interesting lots you've got here. Is there anything you want to tell us about how you chose to do this?
It's kind of been a long time in the making. Unfortunately, it's two brothers. Neither of them live in state. The one brother, who is a good friend of mine, lives in South America. They were unable to get pulled into the sewer expansion down Camp Arrowhead Road, so they were kind of limited in what they were able to do. A little bit of it has to do, if you look at lot 25, that is the original homestead that belonged to the Guy family and dates back close to 300 years. So that they're very concerned about maintaining that parcel. The actual foundation for the old home site is still there. So that kind of steered the subdivision on that side.
Okay. All right. Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
No, my question was about the sewer, and Janelle answered that. Thank you.
Okay, great. Staff on this end?
No, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
Yes. Do you think this would have any impact on the surrounding neighborhood, schools, waterways, roads?
I'm going to say no on the waterways. Roads, hard to say. It definitely fits in with everything else that's around there beyond the large subdivision on Camp Arrowhead Road, the Marsh Farm Estates, but pretty much everything on Waterview Road and Bookhammer Road, Bookhammer Landing Road for that matter, are all strip lot subdivision type lots.
Thank you.
Counselor, anything?
Yeah, so lots 31-28, sounds like you talked about 25, but so 31-28 and 20, I mean, those are large lots with 150 feet of frontage. Is there any thought in the future to subdivide those further?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's probably on their mind. I'm not sure how they would move forward with that without having that sewer in place. The sewer, I mean, it's literally right there.
No, but
in order to connect to it, it would have to ingress and egress through the Marsh Farm Estates property. And, you know, we have looked at it, but it would cost them two lots if we were able to do that. And the property was offered to the Horses to pull it into their subdivision, but they weren't interested.
Okay. That's all the questions I had. Thanks.
All right, then. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your
Thank
application.
You.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of subdivision 2018-16, Charles H. Guy IV? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2018-16? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
There are options as far as like saying, okay, you've subdivided and you're good, and that's it, don't come back, or we don't have, it's just...
Well, these are all, they're basically county road front lots, right?
Yeah, they're almost like strip lots.
But are they still going to have a site plan requirement, though, because it's a major subdivision.
Yeah, and it has to have septic feasibility, which it sounds like they don't have.
So we'll see it again.
Right, and we still need DLDOT approval because, for the entrance ability and make sure they have the adequate right-of-way, so we're still awaiting that approval.
Okay.
Typically, we wouldn't even act on it until we had septic feasibility. So it'd just be deferred until that came in.
That's what I was curious about. Thank you.
All right, then, any other questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing, and we're going to deviate a little bit from our standard procedure this evening because we have so many visitors with us tonight. Normally, we do all of our public hearings and then we refer back to them for action, but I'm going to ask for a motion of action at this point in time. Mr. Hudson, I think this is in your area.
I would move to defer this application for further consideration and the feasibility study.
Yeah.
I second that.
Okay, so moved and cited to defer action on subdivision 2018-16. Charles H. Guy IV, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Just on that one, Mr. Chairman, for the benefit of the commission, because we haven't seen that come up lately. So it won't be put back on an agenda until we get that septic feasibility
right.
in. And then
right.
It'll
right.
come back on.
Okay. Good. Thank
so
you.
So that doesn't fall under the time
no,
thing at all. Okay,
no.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks.
No.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the next three public hearing applications are the same applicant and the same property. The applicant has requested that the public hearing for presentation purposes be consolidated, and we're going to grant that, which means that there's going to be one presentation covers all three of these applications. Each one will be read into the record individually, and then we will invite the applicant to make his or her presentation, and everyone will be given the opportunity to speak. And then each application, though, will be voted on separately. They will be voted on separately. And you might see the wisdom of this because if we had to do this three times, we might be here until Tuesday. So we're going to consolidate for purposes of the presentation. And this would be a change of zone number 18.